listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
I'm Christine. We are broadcasting. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC in Vancouver.
All right. So,
I'm still recovering from last week when we had Basic Nature on our program.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. It was super fun.
It was really, really fun. If you want to hear their 40-minute live in studio set, it's a podcast.
And you can, do want to hear it.
And you do. It was very relaxing, very magical.
Very zen and great. And then they were great people to talk to, too. And they recommended us a bunch of Winnipeg bands. So I think we're going to play a song by one of them up next.
No, we just, okay.
Oh, we just did. Okay.
Listened to Slow Shines by Living Hour, which was one of their recommendations. That's a band also from Winnipeg that has been touring a lot. It's a new song, but I don't know if they have a new album coming out. They've been secretive about it.
Ooh.
They're great. I was thinking next we could play Puzzle Head.
Yeah, I've been waiting to play this song for a little while.
They're in this month's Discorder. They are kind of a super group because they have members from Peace, members from, let's see, other Jesus, members from... What's more bands? It's a Vancouver supergroup, and their new EP, Fred's Man Cave, is definitely something to pay attention to. This is Domino.
Thank you. cocktail, searching for your wealth, prompting logo. It's second nature, violent pollution for public relations.
The weatherman predicts it's going to rain just so he can keep people off the golf course and have it for himself. What do you think of that theory?
I think it's ridiculous.
Thank you.
This is Fresh Slice. I'm Chrissy P.
And Barbecue over here. So you just heard... what song did you just play?
That was a song by the band JLK and the Assassins from Montreal. The song was Searching. It's off of their latest Tempestuous. And before that...
I heard Crack Cloud, who I've been really digging lately. They're from Calgary. And the song you heard was more of what off of the album, Crack Cloud.
I get into it a lot. We were talking about how they sound like the Talking Heads, which is like for us, you know what? You're doing well.
Yeah, I'm digging it. And I love that just like funky end of it where it was just like the like breakdown at the end of just like weird saxophone. I really dig it. So while we were playing that song, though, there was a power surge.
There was a power surge.
Oh, the weather.
Yeah. This is supposed to be part two of the big Vancouver storm of the century. So far, I am not impressed.
Yeah. It's really, like, it wasn't that crazy. I was expecting, like, a full, like... Like, it was rainy today, but I was really expecting, like, world-ending amount of rain and kind of,
Oh, yeah. I was expecting, like, Thor to come down with his hammer.
Yeah, I was like, just, like, damp when I got to class today, and I was like, dang, but.
Storm of the century. Gotta say, like, I'm not as affected by storms as a lot of people out there. So if you are having trouble making it through the storm, I do feel for you.
Yeah.
So far, we're doing okay.
Make sure you got a flashlight and, like, I don't know, charge your laptop so that...
Some cans of beans around. Just in case.
You'll be fine. Anyways, I hope that wasn't insensitive. I hope nobody's, like, apartment is flooding and stuff.
Yeah.
It's honestly really possible that I could get home from school today and my apartment could be, like, have, like, a foot of water in it.
But yeah, you're sub-zero.
Let's hope that's not the case. Anyways, I think up next we're going to play a song by Wiseblood, the tune Generation Y, which is a new single, I think, off of an upcoming album.
This is gonna be This month's issue of Discorder is purple. And you know, purple is the new green with envy.
Violet! You're turning violet!
The October issue features interviews with Puzzlehead, Swim Team, Kaiplant, and Foxy Sun on their new and upcoming release. We address the uncertainty of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for Artists and sit down with the organizers of Japanese Poets North of the 49th to discuss reconciliation through poetry. It's your
birthday. Thanks to this month's sponsors, Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, the Rickshaw Theatre, Fringe Festival, Zipcar, Jazz Records, the Astoria, the UBC AMS, Don't Argue, Redgate, Print, SFU Community Engagement, Live Van, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, the Rio Theatre, the Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Timber Concerts. Pick up a free physical copy of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca. We gon' ride around the city, I'm gon' make your night.
Eat your cake, bake you off a... The longest-running international art book fair in Canada, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, celebrates its fifth year with its annual Festival of Artists Publishing at the Vancouver Art Gallery from October 14th through 16th.
For surely that's the creative force.
The fair runs from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., is free and open to the public, and showcases the work of over 100 publishers and artists.
It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
This is Fresh Slice. I'm Chrissy P.
And this is Barbecue. So you want to talk a little bit about the song you just played?
So if you were into it, that song was by an artist out of Boston. Her name is Squirrel Flower. and the song was called Not Your Prey. I really love this artist because she said, this is a quote, that Not Your Prey is largely about reclaiming spaces where I have felt unsafe and unable to take up space in a comfortable way. Maybe it's a concert where the bands are all cis men and singing misogynistic lyrics. Maybe it's a music or art world in general. Maybe it's a house party. The song is about my experience of working through that initial fear and then taking back that space and reclaiming it as my own. And it's so, that is so awesome. Empowering.
That's a great quote, yeah.
But we were doing a little bit of self-exploration. Oh, okay. No.
I just want to say, especially in the light of, like, UBC changing their, you know, like, sexual harassment policies.
Yeah.
That's, like, a good quote to keep in mind, I think.
Yeah. Just, like, this space is here for us, too. Yeah. And it's not just about giving people a space. Sometimes the people need to feel that they have a right to the space.
Yeah.
Which is a different phase.
Totally.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then afterwards we played Generation Y by Wise Blood, but Y is spelled like W-H-Y, and we just had a little conversation about millennials.
Because I'm watching right now this season of Survivor, and they have split the tribes into Generation X and Generation Y.
Which is a hilarious concept.
It's baffles me just how much the contestants themselves are like, oh, those youngsters really, like, they play up the difference between their ages.
Like, really
so
identify,
much.
Even though it could be like Generation Y and it's like a 32-year-old, and then Generation X is like a 36-year-old.
Yeah, totally. Like, there's one contestant, Zeke, and he's like the oldest millennial.
Mm-hmm.
But he's such a millennial. He talks like a millennial, and he's always talking about how he's the old one. But, like, no, you work at a startup.
And, like, a coffee shop on the side, too. And, like, has a
there
loft.
Are, oh, my gosh, the millennials. Like, one was a professional gamer. She got kicked off. Spoiler. One is a barista. One is, like, a, I don't know. They have very millennial jobs.
I only ever watched one episode of, or one season of Survivor, and it was that season, I don't know if you saw it, where they caught the little pig.
No.
Did you see that? there's like this little piglet that they caught, and like,
no.
I like they were just trying like to decide what to do with it. Like, did they kill it and eat it? And they just kind of like kept it for a while.
Oh no.
Yeah. Anyways, yes. Let's play another tune.
We had a realization though on the air. This is maybe embarrassing, but we were like, oh yeah, like I heard, what is our generation called? Millennials. Oh yeah, we're also Generation Y. Generation Y.
Why?
Okay, so this next tune is specific to the millennial age. It's called "When You Call Me." Maybe that's not. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But like, get off your phone.
Get off your
millennials.
Freaking phone.
You can get, but you know you can't go again. It's like you're only getting better, better. And I saw you were looking bad. Yeah, you run, you look, go.
The clue that I needed, hope we needed, needed hope. Here comes sweet after bitter with hope. You felt cracked, small smell, feelings cracked, figure it out. Coy around, pleasant person, so reluctant, and people are hell. Diary day, place to stay, another day. Tire. Pain louder. There is no pain louder. got disappeared. Don't even know it was missing. That's what you think of me. His black and white wink louder. His love rolls louder than his gut. His love rolls louder than his gut. His love rolls louder than his gut. Mouth. You were sweet, only you would harbor chains and bats, repay hell. Oh my God, I figured you out. Angel left, a scary issue. So reluctant, smoke in the mouth. Diary day, November 8th, November 9th.
Nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. to late, right after the medicine show. Email us, CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
MRG Contest presents Flock of Dimes this Friday, October 21st at the Cobalt. Show begins at 7 p.m. Touring in support of the new album, If You See Me, Say Yes, on Prestige Records, Jen Wassner of Y Oak explores the atmospheric side of pop with Flock of Dimes. Find tickets online at mrgconcerts.com. This October 21st, Flock of Dimes at the Cobalt.
This is Fresh Slice. That was the tune Give Me Up by Water From Your Eyes, a band from Chicago, but we won't blame them for their Americanness because they make good music.
Then before that, we listened to Tim Presley with the song Clue off his brand spanking new album, The Wink.
Wink.
With an exclamation point.
It's on Drag City Records. Tim Presley is the musical partner of someone else I adore named Kate LeBon.
Yes.
And I just binged like all of her music videos this week, and they are works of art.
They're excellent. Yeah. Christina was just showing me some highlights right before the show. And honestly, dare I say genius. Also, the one she showed me, it said it was directed by Phil Collins. And is it the Phil Collins? Because that would be hilarious, to be honest.
I think is it a doppelganger if you have the same name? What's the name? A synonym. Someone's synonymic partner.
Yeah, I guess so.
And before that, I played a song by a group called Guy's Number. It was called When You Call Me. I'm not sure about these guys. I think they are brand spanking new, and it's very poppy, and I like it a lot. They play in Montreal. But they only have, one song on SoundCloud, and it's the best. So, next up.
We didn't plan what we were going to... Oh, do you get...
What am I going to play next? I'm going to play a band called Bleu Odeur from Montreal. They released this EP called Pale Shelter not a week ago. It's really great. I'm going to play the song Indigo. Stay tuned. Next up is Radio Zero. That show, I learned this week, has been on for 12 years. And it's quality. It's quality.
It's great, yeah.
So this is Indigo.
Disbelief. A willful suspension.
Thank you. magazine in the past. Slater Kinney is a band from my neck of the woods in Washington State.
Thank God, finally a band that I know. Usually somebody comes by and it's something that just came out 10 minutes ago.
Right. I'm not that cool.
I saw them live not so long ago, and they were fantastic.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a song by the Susies. It was called Shook. Thanks for listening today. We love you so much.
We do.
And before that, we played a band called Mares with their song Iguales. And now I'm going to end the show with the band Loving. Sorry, a little bit of a downer compared to the last things, but that's okay. We're going to play Forget again. Don't forget us. 1 to 2 every
Tune
Friday.
Tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.
How could I forget? I remember saying, now it's gone anyway. Thank you.